So first of all, I do think Nicolas Maduro has certainly a significant, strong base of support in Venezuela. And this is evidenced by the fact that there have been, while there have been anti-Maduro demonstrations over the last days, there's also been very big pro-Maduro demonstrations, even in the face of these threats. You know, we have to remember that Maduro was elected with 67% of the votes cast last May, and 46% of the electorate came out to vote. It's not a huge turnout, obviously, but, you know, it's around 6 million votes he got. That's a lot of people. And that has to be taken into account here. So I don't think that Trump is bluffing in terms of his threats of military intervention. I think, though, that it would only be used as a last resort because the optics of U.S. troops on Latin American streets in 2019 would be terrible optics for the United States. I think it would turn, you know, large swaths of the Latin American people against the United States. But I also think that Trump and his, you know, cronies, John Bolton, Mike Pompeo, Elliot Abrams, are certainly crazy enough to try such a thing. So I certainly don't rule out that possibility. I think that for the moment, I think Maduro can hold on. I think he has enough support amongst the population, particularly the poor of Venezuela, to continue as president. He certainly has support of the military. At the same time, the economic war that's being waged against Venezuela by the United States is significant. The U.S. is really, you know, could irreparably destroy the Venezuelan economy, and certainly that is something that could bring Maduro down. I mean, it's the very same tactics that the U.S. has used against other leaders it hasn't liked, including starting with, of course, Mohammad Mossadegh in 1953 in Iran. I mean, that's exactly what they did to Mossadegh. They destroyed the Iranian economy. They also famously did so with Salvador Allende in Chile, with Henry Kissinger saying that he wanted to make the economy scream. It's exactly what they're doing to Maduro. And as we saw with Mossadegh and with Allende, that tactic can work. And so I fear that has some potential here.